You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Game on show.
Welcome to Game of Shows.
Game of Shows.
Welcome to Game of Shows, the musicals quiz podcast for West End and Broadway fans everywhere. In this episode, two teams from hit West End musicals will go head to head to see just how much they really know about the world in which they excel. Tonight, please welcome our special guest contestants, Joel Montague, Nathaniel Morrison, Oliver Tomsett, and Tim Mahendran. Yes, it's Waitress versus And Juliet.
Game of Shows.
So we welcome from Waitress, Joel Montague and Nathaniel Morrison. Thank you, guys. And good evening. And from And Juliet, Oliver Tomsett and Tim Mahendran. Good evening. The rules are fairly simple. Points will be awarded for correct answers. Flashes of genius points may be deducted for incorrect answers or oblique stupidity. Bonus points are sometimes available. Conferring is sometimes allowed. So at the end of the show, the team with the most points will, of course, be declared the winner. But we're all friends here and none of it really matters. So guys, relax, enjoy yourselves, sit back as we play Game of Shows.
Game of Shows.
Round one is called I Baked a Pie and I Liked It. Round one is a musical theatre general knowledge round. 2 points will be given for a correct answer. If you answer incorrectly or you can't answer, we will throw it to the other team for a possible bonus point. No conferring. And we start with Oliver. Ollie, which Andrew Lloyd Webber show opened at the Prince of Wales Theatre in 1989, where it ran for 3 years?
Evita?
Is incorrect. So here's what we do now. We offer it to the other team. Either of you can answer. So let's see if Waitress...
Are we still not allowed anyone... to confer?
I can't remember, Chris. Do they confer at this point?
I think we allow them to confer.
I think we do.
Well, I wasn't allowed to confer. Is that correct?
No, that's true. That's why I'm thinking that they shouldn't be allowed to confer, really, at this point. Has anyone got an answer from the other team?
I'm just trying to go by process of elimination. Let them confer.
I think they're conferring. I think they are conferring.
No, we're not.
Can we put a curtain behind Joel, please? Because I'm sure he has most of those answers.
It's not. They're actually all Blu-ray films, in all fairness. In all fairness. He said...
They're all blue films. Did he just say they're all blue films? He said that.
89. It wasn't Sunset Boulevard, was it?
It wasn't. Okay, so 0 points. It was Aspects of Love. It was Aspects of Love. I'm sorry.
Aspects.
It was Aspects of Love.
Yeah.
Okay. Joel.
Oh, God.
Which former National Theatre boss directed Cats and Les Miserables?
I mean, I hope to God it's Trevor Nunn.
It is.
Oh.
Correct. Tim.
Yeah.
Which Broadway legend wrote music for La Cage aux Folles, Mame, and Hello, Dolly?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, no problem. We're going to pass it over to Waitress.
Jerry Herman.
Yes, bonus point.
1 point.
Well done.
Oh, God.
Nathaniel.
No.
Yes, it has to happen, man. You cannot hide any longer. Come on, come out from behind that sofa. Come out from behind that sofa. Okay, Nathaniel. Which Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine collaboration won the Pulitzer Prize for drama in 1985?
Oh my God, I want to say, I'm going to get this one. Tell me what's the number just went out. Sunday in the Park with George.
Is correct.
Yes, yes.
Tell me on a Sunday in the Park with George. Yes, well done. So close to saying Tell Me on a Sunday then. Oliver, back to you. In Billy Elliot, how old is Billy at the start of the story?
I'm going to go with...
eight.
Is incorrect.
That's what I would have said.
Right, I'm not going to lie. I was in it. This is really bad. I would say he's... I'd say he was 12.
Close, but no cigar. He was 11. Oh! But pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, Tim was going to say that.
I was going to say, I'll point to Angie Lear. And
Joel, this is a question. This is a question for you.
Okay.
Joel.
Yeah.
Six profiles the six wives of Henry VIII. Can you name them all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Catherine of Aragon.
That's it. Good. Correct. Yes. Yeah. I can.
Thank you. Moving on.
Go on then. Do it.
Aragon. Do we get a point each? I hope so.
No. You get one point. You get them all.
Oh, man.
We've got five. We've got nine. Catherine of Aragon, Anne Boleyn, Jane Seymour, Catherine Parr, Catherine Howard, Anne of Cleves.
Oh, well done.
That's history,
good
though.
Stuff.
Everyone should know that
one. So proud of you, Joel. Thanks. So proud.
Tim. Alongside Josh Groban, Keri Ellis and Adam Pascal, which American actress and singer took on the leading role of Florence in the concert version of Chess at the Albert Hall in 2008?
What I would like to remind all of you people is that I was 12 years old at this point. I think it was Idina Menzel.
It was indeed Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
Yes.
Okay, Nate, your question. Nathaniel, the show In the Heights is set in Washington Heights in the northern part of Manhattan among a community of immigrants from which Caribbean country?
Jamaica?
Is incorrect. So let's move it across to the other team.
Come on, a bonus point for Anne Juliet.
This is upsetting me.
Dominican Republic.
Is the right answer. So listen, guys, no well done. Guys, just to let you know, that is the end of round one. Yay. Congratulations.
Game of shows.
At the end of round one, Anne Juliet are on 3 points, but taking an early lead with 7, it's Waitress.
Yay! Game of shows.
Round two is called Oops, I Baked It Again.
Very good.
In round two, you do work as a team.
Oh, thank God.
So you will have 30 seconds in each team to name as many examples of a certain thing as possible in a given category. But to make sure it's fair, A or B?
A.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say B.
Damn it.
Okay, right. So category A. So you are going to have 30 seconds to name as many of Sweeney Todd's victims as possible.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so these are people who are murdered by Sweeney Todd. Your time starts now.
Butcher, the baker, the mayor.
The dentist.
Joanna. And is his name Anthony? What the other? Mrs. Lovett. Does he kill Mrs. Lovett?
Wicked. The gardener.
Lawrence.
Man one. Ensemble member one, ensemble member two.
Very good. Stage manager
man
one.
Four, F1, F2, F3, F4, F5.
The orchestra, that counts for 8.
All three of the male swings, all three of the female swings.
In Michael Balls.
And that's time, that is time.
Michael Ball, Amanda
I have
Staunton.
To say, that is time. You can stop torturing yourself. I have to say, considering you didn't, there's actually 5 unnamed men who are killed, and I think you mentioned 4 of them.
Wow!
And there are 3 unnamed women, and you mentioned 3 of them. And he did kill Mrs. Lovett. Right, Chris?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hang on a second.
Are we
going
to lose because of M1, M2, M3, M4?
I hope so.
They didn't name the characters.
It's a fickle business.
Every person should be.
You didn't mention, just very quickly, you didn't mention Judge Turpin, who he famously murders. You didn't mention Lucy, who, spoiler alert, the beggar woman turns out to be his missus. And you didn't mention Pirelli or Beadle Bamford. Let's move on to category B, which is for the other team. You have 30 seconds to name as many of the students in Les Miserables as you can.
Oh,
the students.
God's sake.
And your time starts now.
Combeferre, Grantaire, Angelas, Marius, male one, male two,
Gavroche,
male three, male four, male five,
male five.
Six. Sometimes a resident director when they're down people. Sometimes he's Scrimpia, so I know he's been on stage. Nick Greenshields, I'm going to mention.
Yes.
Let's go.
Just fling Cameron in there as well.
Let's go with actors. Bradley Jayden. Let's go with, you know, who else?
And that is time.
That's enough, right?
I don't know whether you get a point for Rob Houchin, but I think you should.
Come on.
Well, you can't get points for Marius and Rob Houchin. You can't get both. They are the same.
I think I should get one for Nick Greenshields and Chris Key. I definitely think I should get one for that.
One for Cameron McIntosh.
Yeah.
He's never been on.
He's been pushing people on.
Combeferre, Grantaire.
I can't remember.
Marius, Enjolras. That was four, yeah?
Who were the others?
There was Courfeyrac. Fueli, Joly, Jean Prouvaire, and L'Aigle were the ones you could have had, but you did great. You got Combeferre, you got Grantaire, you got Marius, and you got Enjolras. So well done, Chris. Is that that was four, right?
That was four, yeah. Four.
Well done, guys. Tough round, but you did great. That is the end of round two.
Game of shows.
At the end of round two, and Juliet are now on 10 points, but still fractionally in the lead with 11 is Waitress.
Game of shows.
Round three is called...
Sugar Butterflower.
No. Round three is called Take It From an Old Max Martin Song.
Oh, very good.
Strong. Strong.
I like that. That's good. That's
it's good.
Okay, in this round, you'll have the choice of an easier question where you can get 2 points or a harder question for 4 points. You can choose to go home or away. So, Nathaniel and Joel, we're going to start with you. If you choose home, you will hear a question on Waitress for 2 points.
Okay.
If you choose away, it's an Anne Juliet question for a potential 4 points. So, what do you want to pick?
Nate, sorry, should we be adventurous? How about if we go away, you boys have to go away. How about that?
Both go away. Both go away. Just do it.
Oh, are you going away?
Yeah, we'll
Joel.
Both go away. We'll all be adventurous.
Okay, guys, you've chosen away. Here is your question on Anne Juliet.
Oh.
So Anne Juliet is based on the musical output of hit songwriter Max Martin. Mm-hmm. What nationality is Max Martin?
Nate, I'd say he's American, but I'm probably going to be wrong.
I would have said Max Martin.
Canadian. That's really hard.
He could be Scandinavian, bro.
The show.
With a name like Max Martin, that's a wild one, isn't it?
Right.
Look at these boys. They know as well. Can we try and read their body language to get an idea of what the answer is? Oh, my gosh.
Right, what are we going with? I'd have gone more. Like
Swedish.
I'd have said Scandinavian, like you said.
Well, I was going to say Scandinavian. I said Scandinavian before. Max Martin, it's got like a...
Right, okay.
A vibe. Scandinavian. We're going to go with Scandinavian.
That's just not an answer, though, is it? Scandinavian.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for an actual nationality.
Whether it's either Norway, Sweden, or Denmark. Nate, pick one. I'd say between Sweden and Denmark, personally, if I was going to pick.
Let's just go Swedish.
Sweden. We're probably wrong.
Swedish.
Okay. Swedish is right. Well done, boys.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Anne Juliet, are you going home or away? You can go
home.
How many times do we say sugar butter flower in the show?
No, we're going away.
Okay.
Go away.
Come on, boys.
Apart from Jesse Mueller, Catherine McPhee, and Sarah Bareilles herself, and Lucy Jones, Can you name any of the actresses who have played Jenna in New York or London?
Is it Nicolette Chloe? Is that her name?
Nicolette Robinson, is it?
Nicolette Robinson.
Jordan Sparks.
Yeah, Jordan Sparks.
Betsy Wolf.
Yeah.
Good. Good, good. 4 points. They're only easy if you know them, though. They're difficult if you don't know. So well done. So that's the end of round three.
Game of shows.
At the end of round three, let's go to Chris and see what that has done to the overall scores. Chris.
At the end of round three, with 14 points, and Julia, but still in the lead with 15, is Waitress.
Close.
Game of shows.
Round four is called Never Ever Getting Rid of the Backstreet Boys.
These are great. I love these.
In this round, you can win points by telling us something about your own experiences in the theatre industry, on stage, something, a mishap, an embarrassment, an exciting event, or something embarrassing, hopefully. And we're going to start with Nathaniel Morrison.
Okay, so there's two things that happened while I was doing Panto. One of them was that the genie didn't quite appear when the genie was supposed to appear. So all you heard was, rub the lamp, poof. And all you heard over the tunnel was, oh, woo, yeah! Second one, genie again. They decided to put too much dry ice on the floor, so I absolutely stacked it. Apparently, we found out that there was a lady who actually wet herself with laughter in the stalls. Yes, that's another one. Third one is Stevie Wonder. I'm literally like first, I think it was the second show in West End, and I'm doing For Once in My Life. I'm like, For Once in My Life, I get a complete brain. And I'm like, vowel sounds down, bum, down, bum, 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 there we go. They're my embarrassing stories.
They were the three fastest embarrassing stories you're ever going to hear.
I liked it.
There you go.
Oh my God, I'm exhausted just listening to it. Thank you, Nathaniel. Let's go, Tim.
When I was doing Spring Awakening, Luke Shepherd was directing it, and there was a lot of the show as ensemble. We came on and we sat and we watched the action, and basically there's a scene between Bender and Melchior where he whips her with a switch, a long stick, and it was in completely the wrong space. So Luke then came in after the show, we did notes, we were only in previews, and he said, listen, Tim, I need you to come on earlier. I need you to move the switch to put it in the right place, okay? Just please don't forget that because it's really important. And I was like, okay, sure. And the next day came and previews happening. He came up for me and he's like, do not forget that switch. You cannot forget that switch. And in my head, it was straight after Touch Me. And so I was like, okay, throughout the whole start of the show, I was like, the switch, switch. Do not forget the switch. Do not forget. First job, you know, I was like, do not forget it. And then it came after Touch Me. But there's an intimate scene between the two of them where they sort of, their love is very evident. They sort of have a chat. Then there's another scene and then there's a whipping scene, right? So I'm thinking about switch. I come off and Touch Me. Stage manager gives me the switch. I walk on stage and I see that no one else is coming on stage with me to watch the action. And I panic. And so there's just two of them by the desk having this intimate scene. And I've walked on and everyone's looking at me. So I was like, I've got to make this a thing. So I walked over to the desk and I sat down, looked at them both,
stop,
placed it down, and then watched the rest of the scene like this. Stop. This intimate scene on my own, like this, just watching it. And then as soon as they started singing, I sprinted off stage. And then in the interval, Luke came up and he was like, you didn't forget that switch, did you?
That was totally Luke's fault. That was Luke Shepherd's fault.
Yeah, no, it's got to be that one.
Great. Let's go, Joel.
So when I was doing falsettos, the amazing Laura Pitt-Pulford, if anyone knows her, she's incredible. Me and Ollie and Daniel Boys decided to really do her over with the last matinee gag. We're thinking for weeks, what can we do? Oh, they're frozen. Oh, no, I'm not.
No, you can.
What can we do for weeks? And then I was like, right, there was a dream sequence. And it was when they did this thing called March of the Falsetto. It was like a weird dream. It was awful. It's like the worst part of the show, in my opinion. And so I ordered masks of her headshot and we all went on dressing our costumes with masks of Laura Pitt-Pulford. And that was our last matinee and they couldn't find me because it was the last day. So sorry, Helen.
So mature and
thank you.
And amazing. Responsible. Fabulous. Thank you. And last but not least, Ollie.
Yes. Oh, where to start?
Oh, love you. I've been in the business so many years.
This wasn't technically on stage, but I was late for Mamma Mia. I remember being late for warm-up and charging up the escalator in the heat of summer and having a very heavy rucksack on my shoulder. And I had one of my thumbs under the rucksack. I can't remember which side it was, but I had one thumb under the rucksack, like pinned to my chest because I was holding this rucksack, sprinting up the side of the escalator that you're meant to run up. And I tripped on the escalator and I couldn't get my hand free.
No.
And so I reached out and the only thing I grabbed was a sort of older lady's silk sort of summer dress.
No.
Skirt, that was just elasticated. And my thumb was trapped under the, and so the other hand just sort of grabbed and then pulled it down. And the worst thing I
no.
As I pulled it down, my cheek went up against sort of her cheek and her sort of the higher part of her outfit. And she did mortified and in shock. She was like, oh, God, excuse me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Her husband, older man, was going, didn't know what to do. And I just carried on running up the escalator, like, devastated, kind of semi-laughing. And then during the show, I'm pretty certain she was in the audience.
Oh. No.
I don't think she would have known it was me, but I remembered the very bright-coloured chiffon-y elasticated summer outfit.
You remember my mum wiping still your face against it earlier.
I've definitely done similar to what Nathaniel did with lyrics in songs. I remember doing the whole of We Will Rock You. I went, buddy, I'm a bum in a bit that can I kind of feel and I went to feel about it, just
deal with it. Why is it when you forget a lyric you try to sound like an instrument? Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, you think, oh, I'll merge into the band. Like, it's not working.
I gave them scat and vowel sounds like bow jab and don't dee dong, then jab and don't birthday.
But that sounds great. There's nothing wrong with that. That's bloody perfect.
Oh, there was a lot wrong with it. And they told me in the notes the next day.
They don't know what they're talking about. Guys, thank you so much. Chris, what do you make of that?
Do you know what? I think that has been the hardest one. 5 episodes in, I think that's the hardest one to score. Because I think they were all of equal value there. So I'm actually going to do something I've never done before. Every person is going to get 5 points.
Yay! Yay!
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Game of Shows.
The end of round 4 and Juliet are on 24, but still in the lead with 25 is Waitress.
Game of Shows.
Let's do round 5, which is called Let's See What Shakespeare Can Do. As our audience may be aware, we are joined this evening by 4 exceptional West End vocalists. So it's time to dust off the pipes. Chris is going to deliver a lyric to you. You are tasked with the job of singing the next lines of the song, line or lines of the song. You can keep going as long as you want. In fact, the longer you go, maybe the more points you'll get. Joel, Chris is going to give you the first line of your song. Thank you, Chris.
Here we go. Welcome, monsieur. Sit yourself down and meet the best innkeeper in town.
God, I know what it is.
Welcome, monsieur.
Come on.
Meet the best innkeeper in town. As for the rest, all of them crooks, looking the best and cooking the books. Seldom do you see a honest man like me, a gent with good intent, whose intent to be everyone. A master of the Is that enough?
Butler to the grave.
That is enough. That is good.
Oh, that's more than enough.
Joel pretended like he didn't know the words.
No, honestly, Lamey's is my words. Honestly, really bad.
Next one is Oliver. Chris is going to give you your line coming up now.
Your story's sad to tell, A teenage ne'er-do-well.
Most mixed up something delinquent on the block. That's it.
Oh, can we carry on?
Well, that is correct.
What is it?
Most mixed up non delinquent on the block.
On the block of your future, someone clear now. What's left of your career now? Can you?
Thank you. That's right.
What is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
School dropout from Greece.
Oh.
I didn't know it. Didn't know it. I'm sorry. It's the best I've got.
Nathaniel, here comes your line.
Here you go, Nathaniel. It won't be easy. You'll think it's strange.
I never invited them in. Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. Something illusionous, huh? A shamble, salmon, a sun, then a sun, and a sun, and a sun. Like the 60s and 70s with you. Argentina.
Yes!
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 Yes! Forget my promise. Don't keep
oh, come on, that is points. That's points. I love it. We know so many people don't sing words. We know a lot of them. They don't sing words. It's just vowels. It's fine.
Just vowels. Last but not least, awesome. Tim Hendren. So, Tim, thank you, Chris. Here comes your line.
Here we go, Tim. I've given you sunshine. I've given you dirt.
You've given me nothing but heartache and hurt. Come on.
Keep going. Keep going. Any more? So thank you guys. So Chris, what scores are you allocating in round five?
Okay, so at the end of that round, I've given Joel 2 points.
Thank you.
I give Ollie 1 point.
Yes, yeah, true. Fair.
Thank you. I give Tim 2 points.
Oh, fantastic. Brilliant.
And then I had to give Nathaniel 5 points.
Yeah! Oh. You better sing, boy. Sing.
Guys, that was the end of round five. Thank you very much.
Game of shows.
So at the end of round five, let's go back to Chris and see what that has done to the overall scores.
The end of round five. On 27 points, we have Anne Juliet, but still in the lead. Now with 32 points is Waitress.
Game of shows.
Round six is called Overprotected? Nope. Club Knocked Up.
That was my favourite.
Now, guys, we're playing this game, as everyone can tell, we're playing the game remotely over Zoom during lockdown, so I cannot ask you to put fingers on buzzers. So now we're going to ask you just to come up with your buzzer noise, something that relates to your show, some noise that you can identify yourself so you can buzz in. So let's begin. Please, Oliver, what will your buzzer noise be?
Hear me, baby, one more time.
I love it. Fantastic. Joel?
Mine's got to be Dawn.
Beautiful. Dawn. No. I love it. Tim?
Everybody.
Nice.
I really want to see that show. And Nathaniel?
Sugar butterfly.
Beautiful. Okay, good. So hang on to those, guys, because this round is a buzzer round. You are going to hear five clues. You can buzz in at any point. The sooner you buzz in, the more points you are going to win for 5 points.
This man was born in 1946.
For 4 points.
He was knighted in 1996 for his services to theatre. Ollie.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Is the wrong answer.
Okay, so carry on. Yeah, we carry on with the clues. Waitress. Chris, if you could read the rest of the clues.
So, as a young man, he was a stagehand at Theatre Royal Drury Lane.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Is it Joel? Sir Cameron McIntosh?
It missed.
That is correct.
Yes, well done. Well done. Well, it was a tough one.
The other two clues would have been, in 2008, The Telegraph ranked him as number 7 most powerful people in British culture. And for 1 point, you would have had, He is the world's most successful theatre producer, which is, of course, Sir Cameron Mackintosh.
Okay. Next question. Here we go.
Okay. For 5 points.
This theatre opened in 1977 in London.
For 4 points.
This theatre is located near Covent Garden.
No!
Joel?
It was New London, but it's now called the Gillian Lynn Theatre.
It's wrong.
Yeah, oh, it's right. You're right. That is near Covent Garden, but so are other theatres. So we can give the remaining points to the other team. So you guys are frozen out. Guys, you don't need to buzz in. You're just going to hear the rest of the clues and you can pick up the bonus points. So the third clue is this theatre is named after the founder, Donald Albury, and his wife's middle name, Margaret. This theatre has 251 seats. And former artistic directors include Sam Mendes and Michael Grandage. And you can come up, either of you can come up with an answer or...
Donmar Warehouse.
Yeah.
Is the right answer. Well done.
Fantastic.
Good.
Sexy.
Okay.
How many points do you get for that?
Five.
I think you get a bonus point for that.
Yeah, one point each.
Question number three for 5 points.
This actress and singer was born in 1935.
For 4 points.
She made her Broadway debut in The Boyfriend in 1954.
For 3 points.
She won an Oscar in 1965.
For 2 points.
She was married to film director Blake Edwards until his death.
Joel.
Julie Andrews.
Correct. Yeah, 2 points.
Oh. Good.
And the one remaining clue would have been... She is most famous for lead roles in The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins, which was Julie Andrews.
Good. Well Great done. Steal, Joel. Well done. So the final question in this round. Here we go.
Question four for 5 points.
This writer-director was born in 1926.
For 4 points.
He is one of a small group of EGOT winners, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar and Tony.
For 3 points.
He was married.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Can I get
That's
it?
Ollie.
4 points rather than.
Go on. Clue? Yeah, go on. 4 points.
Al Prince.
Is wrong.
Is wrong.
That was
it
really
was a brave guess, though.
That was a really good shout.
Good guess.
Yeah
good that was
guess.
A brave guess. Because you're talking about certainly the right generation. You're in the right generation there. But Al Prince wasn't technically a writer director, was a. A director. So let's give the rest of the clues to the other
waitress team.
He was married to the actress Anne Bancroft until her death in 2005. His early works include the films Young Frankenstein and Blazing Saddles.
No.
Yeah.
Bill? Mel Brooks.
Is the right answer. Well done. The last clue you were about to hear was his musical The Producers ran in the West End at Drury Lane for 3 years. So well done. That's a bonus point again for Waitress. So that's great. That is the end of round six.
Game of shows.
So at the end of round six, with 28 points, we have Anne Juliet, but still in the lead on 36 is Waitress.
Well done, guys. Yeah! Fantastic.
Game of shows.
Round seven is called Bake It Baby One More Time.
Nice.
Dead. Round seven is a quick fire round. So in your teams, you will have 1 minute of rapid fire questions and you get 1 point for a correct answer. And who do you want to start with? Chris?
Let's start with Waitress.
Let's start with Waitress. Okay, 60 seconds and the time starts now. What type of cabaret performer features in Kinky Boots?
Drag queens.
Correct.
On what type of transport might you find Skimbleshanks in Cats?
Railway train.
Correct.
Taboo is based on the work of which 80s pop star?
Boy George.
Correct.
What mode of transport famously arrives on stage in Act 2 of Miss Saigon?
Helicopter.
Correct.
Name the famous London street that's home to multiple West End theatres, including the Gielgud and the Apollo.
Shaftesbury Avenue.
Correct.
What musical opens with the song All That Jazz?
Chicago.
Correct.
Name the Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty musical set in the Caribbean.
Once on this Island.
Once on this Island.
Correct.
The opening song of Book of Mormon features which friendly greeting?
Hello.
Hello.
Correct.
What type of shop does Mrs. Lovett run?
Pie shop.
Pie shop.
And that's time.
Yep.
Oh well God. Done.
So, stand by, and Juliet, you now have 60 seconds, and your time starts now.
Where does the story of Mac and Mabel take place?
Chicago.
Hollywood.
What musical features the Artful Dodger?
Oliver.
Correct.
Who took the lead role of Vivian in Pretty Woman on Broadway?
Samantha Box.
Correct.
Who sings the music of the night?
Phantom.
Phantom of the Opera.
Correct.
Which band features in the musical Jersey Boys?
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Correct.
Which musical features puppets as the lead roles Princeton, Avenue Kate Q. Munster? Correct.
Mamma Mia features music of which Swedish band?
ABBA.
ABBA.
Correct.
Complete the lyric. Bobby, 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 baby, Bobby.
Bobby, baby. Darling.
No.
Baby, Bobby, baby, darling. Something like that. Good. Net pass.
In Les Mis, how does Javert commit suicide?
Falling, jumping off a bridge.
Correct. And that's time.
And that is the end of the final round.
Game of shows.
So, after all is said and done, all we can do now is go to Chris and ask him to tally up the total scores, and we'll see where we stand at the end of the quiz. Thank you, Chris.
Okay, so both teams did amazingly well, but at the end of round 7, the final scores are as follows. With 36 points, we have Anne Juliet, but yes, remaining in the lead for the whole competition with 45 points. The oh. winners tonight are... Waitress.
Sugar. Yay! Flower. Sugar. Flower.
Hey!
Well done.
Come on, Waitress. Come on.
So we commiserate with Tim Mahendran and Oliver Tomsett, who did brilliantly all evening, but just couldn't quite keep up with Joel Montague and Nathaniel Morrison from Waitress. Yeah. But congratulations, everyone. Thank you so much for taking part.
Thank you.
All about taking part.
And thank you so much to Chris Stoddart for doing a great job keeping the scores.
Very much.
And I will see you next time for episode 6. Thank you for listening to Game of Shows, the musicals quiz podcast for West End and Broadway fans everywhere, featuring special guests from the West End. You can hear more from our special guests in our bonus episode, and please be sure to subscribe to the show in iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcast platform. And you can find us on Instagram at Game of Shows Quiz or on Twitter at shows_quiz. Game of Shows was created by me, Lawrence Mark Wythe, and developed with Chris Stoddart and is a Sharsola production. Thank you and goodbye!
Game of Shows!
How many skirts have you pulled down on the escalator? Huh?
Game of Shows!
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.